I'm Jack Lessenberry. There was a report on Michigan Radio's Stateside program 2 days ago that revealed that while 9 out of 10 of us want to have an end-of-life conversation with our doctors, only about 1/6 of us have actually done so. That didn't surprise me. We all know intellectually we're going to die, but mostly in the same way we know the sun will eventually burn out. Or, as a comedian W.C. Fields once said, I know everybody's got to die, but I thought somehow an exception would be made for me. Well, it wasn't for him, and it won't be for us. And as the first baby boomers hit 70, more and more of us are realizing that. Starting on New Year's Day, the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will start reimbursing physicians for having end-of-life conversations with patients and their family members. My hope is that these conversations will lead to more of us carrying organ donor cards. I do think many of us in Michigan are more acutely familiar with these issues than most, thanks to an internationally famous figure. 25 years ago this summer, a little-known, unemployed pathologist connected a woman in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease to a crude machine he'd made. Have a nice trip, he told her, as she pressed a lever. Moments later, she was dead. The doctor's name was, of course, Jack Kevorkian, and for the next 9 years he waged a fiery crusade to convince the world that physician-assisted suicide was moral, humane, ethical, and made sense. Kevorkian's own idiosyncrasies and strange personality has been the stuff of books and movies. He became an international sensation and did get the nation talking about end-of-life issues. In the end, his own ego and bizarre emotional needs caused him to self-destruct. Desperate for more attention, Kevorkian moved on from assisting suicide to actually performing euthanasia. He fired his longtime lawyer, the brilliant and often obnoxiously flamboyant Jeffrey Figer, and Kevorkian managed to get himself convicted of second-degree murder. He served 8 years, got out after he pledged to end his crusade, and died 4 years ago in relative obscurity. Yet despite his antics, Kevorkian did have a lasting and powerful impact. More than anyone else, he made us see that medical science is now capable of keeping people technically alive long after those lives lose any quality. We learned that too few doctors even did enough to relieve their pain, and that society was in a state of denial over all of this. It was no accident that Kevorkian was acquitted by jury after jury. Too many older jurors had seen someone suffering in agony, begging to be allowed to die. Prosecutors eventually stopped charging him. In the quarter century since Kevorkian burst on the scene, 4 states have legalized physician-assisted death. More are sure to follow. The hospice movement has grown exponentially and now helps ease the end of life for 1.5 million people a year. And we still haven't completely solved the problem of what choice we give people who are not terminally ill, but whose lives are no longer worth living. As we all age, you can bet this is one issue that's not going away.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.